For Boston Police, 2015 is ending with some welcome news. Major crimes, including homicides, are down. Police say there were 37 murders in Boston this year compared to 53 the year before. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
10 shots were fired, thank God. Nobody was hit.
That's Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans back in August outside police headquarters in Roxbury. He spoke following a particularly violent week, and the shooting he's referring to actually occurred at a family gathering for a victim of gun violence.
It's very troubling to us when someone can shoot on a beautiful day with the playground and a pool full of young children enjoying the day. We can't tolerate this as a city.
Including homicides, overall major crime is down 9% compared to last year, according to police data released earlier this month. Individual shooting incidents are about even, while the actual number of shooting victims is slightly higher. Despite the drop in overall crime, Evans worries, as he explained recently while walking through the Boton Geneva neighborhood.
I wake up every day hoping nobody gets shot.
Part of the city's effort this year has been getting guns off the street. But Evans says that can only go so far without uniform gun control across the country.
We try hard to get the guns off the street, but it's a never-ending battle. As quick as we take them off the streets, there's more to replace them.
The Boston Police Department's focus this year has been on community policing, which is one the commissioner accolades from the White House. Evans says it's about building trust by forging authentic relationships with the residents.
We participated in more community events, and that really makes a difference. It builds trust. Over the summer, we have cookouts, ice cream trucks, youth police dialogues. I think Boston has something special here where the community really supports our efforts, and we have a lot of trust and respect that's not going on across this country right now.
The neighborhoods come together, the civic association, the police, the mayor.
Reverend Jack Ahern is from St. Peter's Church in Dorchester. He says it's that cooperation that is helping drive down violence in Boston.
And it's a more livable section of the city, and I think people take an ownership for the neighborhood.
Ahern's colleague at St. Peter's, Reverend Richard Doc Conway, agrees.
This year has been, compared to other years, a good year.
Conway gave the homily for one of the victims of this year's gun violence, 16-year-old Jonathan Dos Santos. He says any year with such young victims of gun violence is a bad year, but he's hopeful.
I think the more we get people talking to each other and saying hi on the streets, the better off we're going to be.
Commissioner Evans has a wish, too, one that he recognizes might be unrealistic, that no child gets killed in the city in 2016. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.